Chapter 15. Ray pulled the last two wires out of place and reached deep inside the junction box. They were right above the oscillator control room. Ray had managed to rewire the entrance hatch, and one last piece stood between them and their target.
"Been doing this all my life. Never thought about it until now," Ray said, almost to herself.
"What?"
Finn asked.
"One small piece can be so important."
Ray yanked the control box from the base of the hatch, and the door swung open. Once inside, Han and Chewie divided the explosives between them while Ray and Finn stood guard.
"You take the upper levels. I'll go down,"
Han suggested to Chewie.
"We'll meet back here."
Ray held her blaster high as Han and Chewie planted the explosives throughout the oscillator room. They were so close to finishing their mission. She and Finn even checked the upper catwalk and made sure the area was secure. Ray looked down into the oscillator room below them, and her heart skipped a beat. How had she not sensed him? The evil pulsing around him was unmistakable. Kylo Ren was standing on another catwalk below them. Ray held her breath and looked around frantically for Han and Chewie. She couldn't see the Wookiee anywhere, but Han was safely concealed behind a tall pillar. If he could make it to the hatch behind him, they could all slip away unnoticed. But instead of moving to safety, Han stepped towards the catwalk and called out,
"Ben."
Kylo Ren stopped and turned around.
"Han Solo, I've been waiting for this day for a long time."
He took a step forward.
"The Supreme Leader is wise. He knows you for what you really are. Han Solo, small-time thief."
Han shrugged.
"Well, he's got that part right."
Ray tried to process what was happening. How did Han know Kylo Ren? And who was the leader even Kylo seemed to fear?
"Snoke's using you for your power," Han continued. "When he gets what he wants, he'll crush you. You know it's true."
Kylo hesitated for a moment.
"It's too late."
"No, it's not,"
Han said.
"Leave here with me. Come home."
Home? Suddenly, Ray registered the resemblance between the father and son. But how? How could Han Solo's son have turned to the First Order?
"I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it,"
Kylo said. The conflict in his voice was clear.
"Will you help me?"
"Yes. Anything," Han said.
Kylo unholstered his lightsaber and slowly raised the hilt toward Han. He was close to his father. Rey saw the metal of the lightsaber flash in the dying sunlight.